Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Senior.
Or Sanifa Lok, yeah. Okay. Since we haven't been here in a while, and maybe we are on the call Chinese time, Merry Christmas. I wasn't here during Christmas time, so we'll make sure we cover all the bases here. How many of you have made any kind of what they call New Year's resolutions?
不知道你们有多少人有那个新年的决心哈。
A couple of years ago, I made a New Year's resolution to lose weight.
几年前我的那个新年的打算就是要减肥。
That has carried over, that rolled over to this year.
然后那个新年的那个决心呢，就又今年重新再立一次决心。
But they have found that by the end of the year, only 8% of people have actually been faithful in keeping their resolutions. 8%.
就有研究表明哈，只有80%的人能够在年底的时候还是能够遵守他们在新年的时候所下的决心。
So I think many of us are probably in that 92%.
所以我觉得可能在座的大部分人可能都会落入那个92%那边。
But I want to talk about something that goes beyond a New Year's resolution.
但是我今天想跟大家讲的呢，是一个超出这个新年决心的一件事情。
Because what I'm going to be talking about is something that lasts beyond a year.
因为我讲的这个事情呢，是这个有效期也是长过一年的。
My wife and I are part of a gym.
就是我和我的妻子呢，都是在同一个属于同一个运动俱乐部的。
She and I both have different trainers.
然后我们呢，也都有不同的训练师。
We have noticed that that they have, in January, they have hired new trainers. You know why?
然后呢，我们也发现，他们每次都会雇佣那些新的训练师。
Because everybody, or at least many people, want to, at the beginning of the year, say, I am going to lose some weight.
因为在每年新年的时候呢，都有很多的人下定决心说，我要减肥。
But our biggest fear is these trainers will lose their jobs in February.
所以其实我们最大的担心呢，就是这些刚被雇佣的这些新的训练师呢，他们到了二月份，差不多大部分都要失业了。
So I'm going to be talking about something that lasts beyond 1 month or two.
所以我想讲的呢，是一件能够超出1到2个月这样的有效期的事情。
I believe this is for your whole life.
我相信呢，这个是对你一生都是有益的。
This should guide your whole life.
这个会对你的一生都有指引。
Today's passage is a very familiar one where Jesus gives an I am statement.
就是今天的这一段经文呢，是一个非常大家熟悉的经文，也是耶稣呢说我是用我是这样来定义他自己的一段经文。
Here in John 15 is the very famous passage that where Jesus says, I am the vine.
那这个15章这个地方的章节呢，是圣经中非常有名的。那耶稣呢就在这里说，我是真葡萄树。
He also says that his Father, Lord God, Heavenly Father, is the vine dresser, or what we call the gardener, or the farmer, maybe.
那在这里呢，他也强调说，他的父亲呢，就是栽培的人，就是是园艺师。
See, Jesus says, not only that he's the vine, but he is the true vine.
那现在呢，耶稣说他是葡萄树，而且说他是真葡萄树。
Now let me explain this.
那我来给大家解释一下。
In the Old Testament,
就是在旧约里呢,
you had particularly the image of a vine and a vine dresser that was illustrated in God's special care for the nation of Israel.
因为在旧约里呢，就用这个葡萄树和这个栽培的人呢，来表示神对以色列的关系。
And I'm glad you're hopefully you're reading through the Old Testament.
我希望就是大家有机会能够读了整个的旧约。
And by the way, isn't it remarkable that God uses a really, to put it in very simple terms, a bunch of nobodies like the nation of Israel that had nothing special about it, but that God reveal how special He is through His grace through these people.
那又是因为在旧约里你会看到，就是神拣选了这些根本默默无闻的人。那然后呢，就是在他的经过我们看以色列的历史，就看到神是怎样的一位伟大的神。
You see the parallel in the New Testament where God uses a bunch of nobodies like you and I, if we are believers in Christ, we are called the church, that God uses us as imperfect people as we are to carry out His perfect will.
那就像在新约里的这样的同样的比较，就像新约里我们这些普通的人，那在神的使用下，那成为神的这个特殊的计划里的一部分，来看到神是怎样的有他的神的特殊与伟大。
See, recognize that God had originally planted Israel in the Promised Land to be a means of revealing His word to the world and for teaching all nations about His grace.
那就是神最起初的计划呢，就是把以色列人放在这个应许之地。然后通过他们呢，向世界，全世界来彰显神的话语，那也向所有的国家呢，来教导神的恩典。
In the same way, God wants to use us as a church to do the same thing, to be able to reveal His word to the world, to reveal to the world about His grace.
同样，那在现在呢，神也是要使用我们，向整个世界来彰显，来表达神的话语以及神的恩典。
You see, Israel was to flourish as a living example of how obedience bears the fruit of righteousness.
所以以色列呢就被选择出来作为一个活生生的例子呢，来表达就是如果以色列人顺服，那他们就可以结出公义的果子。
And the Lord had promised to bless Israel as the nation's relationship of trust grew stronger, but Israel failed.
而且呢，那个神也想要通过对以色列的这个祝福这样的应许呢，来表达出就是一个当一个国家和神的关系有这种强烈的有这个彼此有信心。来表达，这样他们能够这样的国家才能够变得更加强壮。然而，那以色列人却失败了。
By declaring himself the true vine, Jesus took the place of Israel.
在通过耶稣在这里说他是真葡萄树呢，那耶稣就代替了以色列。
And Jesus claimed to be the authentic, healthy vineyard the nation failed to become.
然后耶稣就宣称他自己成为了这个真正的健康的一个葡萄园。然而呢，这个位置本来是要以色列这个国家来彰显的，然而他们却失败了。
As I look at this passage in John 15, I believe there are three lessons to learn about our lives in the vine.
那通过学习这个约翰福音第十五章呢，我认为我们可以从中学到三个方面的意义，就是有关于我们的生命的。
Now keep in mind, Jesus is the vine.
我们要记住，耶稣是真葡萄树。
You are the branches.
我们只是枝子。
God, Heavenly Father, in a sense, the Son's Father is the vine dresser or the gardener, the pruner. I want to use that word a little bit more.
这里讲呢，就是这位天父耶稣的父，是神呢，他是栽培的人。那我也想说，他是园艺师，也可以，我想更多的是讲他是这个剪接的人。
And you can see in your outline that the first lesson in upon the verses 1 and 2 is that recognize that God's focus is on the production of fruit.
那我们要记住哈，就是这位天父神呢，他的关注点是要结果子。
My wife particularly likes to grow different things each year.
我的太太呢，她每年不同的节气呢，喜欢种不同的东西。
And we get, and she certainly gets very discouraged If she grows something or tries to grow something and she sees no fruit.
但如果她种了什么东西结果没有结果子呢她就会失望。
See here that what the vine dresser or this gardener does.
那我们看看哈，在这里这个栽培的人他做些什么。
It says here in my translation that he takes away, or I guess it's a good phrase, is to lift from the ground. You see this in verse 2. You ever seen a plant that has sagging branches?
你有没有看到就是有一些那个植物呢有那些已经比较蔫了的枝子
See the plant won't grow
那些枝子呢不长
And it has to be kind of lifted up off the ground to get more exposure to the sun and hopefully that it can grow in a proper position
那因为它就是在底下嘛那可能就会把它支起来让它得到更多的阳光这样它可能可以长得好一些
This is sort of part of the general care of a vine dresser or the gardener.
所以这个呢，就是一般这个就是栽培的人，就是葡萄园艺师呢，他要做的一些事情。
Is nurturing the vine.
就是让这些枝子呢有足够的养分。
Vine dressers are rarely seen cutting off branches during the growing season, right?
就一般这个葡萄园艺师呢，在这个葡萄生长的过程中呢，一般不去剪。
And I see my wife has done this too, is that instead they carry a bunch of strings and a pair of pruning shears as they work their way down in a row.
然后有时候也看到我的太太哈，她就说，她不是把这些把它都给收起来，而是一行一行呢，会把一些不好的东西剪掉。
They carefully lift the sagging branches and tie them to this thing called a trellis.Maybe you've heard of that kind of thing.
然后你们有时候可以就知道那种植物的架子哈，他们会很小心的把一些那个滴下去的枝子就把它捞起来，又用这架子支起来。
It's like a little stand that you plant around it to basically help the plant to grow healthy and straight and strong.
就是大家有时候见过那种架子呢，就是有枝子，然后有一个圈或者这样的网子，可以把这个植物的叶子，帮助植物的叶子能够支起来。
This is a procedure they call training.
这个是叫就是用一个就是让它训练这样的一个词。
They also strategically snip small.Shoots from the branches in order to maximize their yield of fruit. That's called pruning.
那还有一个就是剪枝，就是他会把那些小的嫩芽呢，他很有技巧的把一些小的嫩芽有计划的去把它们去掉剪掉，这样呢就是可以让它这个产量增加。
Now we live in freehold.
我们住在 freehold.
And we have several plants in our yard.
我们的菜园里呢也有一些植物。
We told our landscaper, we want you, this is just before winter set in.
我们在冬天之前呢就告诉我们的园艺师。
We want you to level the plants.
我们想让你把那些植物都给剪平了。
Cut it down so much that it's like little nubs on the plant.
我让他们全部剪掉，就是几乎就是沿着根，就把它都给把上面多余的都剪去。
Our plan is to see the plant grow healthy in the coming year.
这样的话呢，我们就可以在明年呢就看到比较健康的就是健康的植物。
It will grow beautiful plants.
然后它就会长得很美好。
All because you cut it down. They call pruning to in a sense.Force it, encourage it, motivate it to grow.
因为经过这个修剪的这程序呢，就是会让这个生长的过程，将来的生长过程更加的健康，也刺激它的生长。
See, the growth of the plant is directly proportionate to the pruning.
所以我们就看到这个植物的生长和它的产量呢，和这个修剪是相关的，正相关。
If you can picture maybe a plant like that grows grapes.
那你也可以想象有这个植物呢是结葡萄的。
A grapevine will never produce anywhere near its potential without being pruned.
如果一个就是葡萄枝呢，葡萄树没有经过修剪的话呢，一般是不会结果子的。
So the vines are pruned in fall or winter, so the main stock will have more advantageous growth and fruit.
所以每次在秋天和冬天的时候呢，这个葡萄树被剪枝了以后呢，来年就会长得好。
It's a drastic process, isn't it?
这是一个很大的一个工程。
If you were to come to our house, you'd notice these plants are like short.
因为如果你现在去我家呢，你就会发现所有的植物都非常的矮小。
It might seem cruel and wasteful.
有时候表面上看上去很残酷，也很浪费。
But to the experienced eye, it's the only way to grow healthy, delicious fruit.
但是如果你是这种老手的话呢，你就知道这是唯一可以能够有健康并且有产量的这种植物的唯一的方式。
The same is true in the Christian life.
所以在基督徒的生命中也是一样的。
God may have to prune you.
神可能也需要修剪你。
Sometimes he'll have to cut off some parts of you, in a sense, of branches.
有的时候可能是要把你的一部分，你的一些枝子，去剪掉。
But that's to make you, to help you to grow fruit.
但是这个是确实为了帮助你能够结果子。
You know what this kind of fruit is?
你知道什么样的果子吗？
If you look at Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. That's all part of the fruit of the Spirit that he wants to grow in you.
就像这个加拉太书五章所讲到的这个圣灵的果子，那就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Do you recognize the need for pruning?
你有没有注意到你的生命是需要被修剪的呢？
When God prunes us, it's for reasons.
当神要修剪我们的时候，它是有原因的。
Sometimes it could be because of our sins.
有的时候可能是因为我们的罪。
He's trying to get our attention to recognize that we have not measured up to Him, we have not been obedient to His word, that He needs to kind of like get our attention.
那有的时候他是要得到我们的注意力，因为可能我们有些地方没有达到他的标准，我们不够好。
It's like trying to get your attention.
对，他就是要帮助你对你的一些事情，注意到你的一些事情。
I don't know about some of you parents, but I remember what my mother did when I was younger.
我不知道你们有些在座做父母的，我记得我小的时候，我父母为我做的一些事情。
How many young people find it hard to get up in the morning and go to school?
有多少人就是在早晨的时候起不来，去上学起不来？
Some of you adults, how difficult it is for you to get to go to work.
就是说对于在座的一些成年人，有多少人在早晨的时候比较起床困难哈，不能够按时去上班。
My mom developed this trick.
然后我妈妈就有一个办法。
She would throw a wet towel on my face.
她呢会在我的脸上放一个湿毛巾。
She would just come over and poof, right on my face.
她就会来，一下子就扔在我的脸上。
Very sneaky.
很快啊。
But the idea that I had to wake up and to move on with my day.
那这个就是要逼着我要赶快起来，然后开始新的一天。
Sometimes God has to get our attention because we mess up in our lives.
那有的时候呢，神会就是引起我们的注意力。就是要，因为他要让我们知道我们目前的生活状况很糟。
We sin against him, we sin against his word, and it grieves him so much.
那我们就是对他以及对他的话语犯罪，神心里非常的难受。
But maybe the need for pruning may not be so much sin, but maybe other times it's simply because we're bearing abundant fruit and God wants us to bear more.
那有的时候呢，可能我们还是结果子结的蛮好蛮多的，但是神需要修剪我们呢，要让我们结更多的果子。
In James chapter 1 verses 2 to 4,
在那个雅各书一章二到四节，
The word says, Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing, that you might grow, be more mature.
他那句话就说，当我们落在百般试炼中呢，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
Recognize that God loves us so much that He wants us to be more like Him.
因为就我们就看到神如此的爱我们，以至于他想让我们更像他。
You see, I believe that God, the reason if you are a Christian today, that the reason God saved you was more than just getting to heaven, to have eternal life, and all that.
就是说神想让我们成为基督徒，并不仅仅是说想让我们有一个永生，想让我们想让我们能够有永生，有一个好的生活。
I believe the real reason God saved you in Jesus Christ is that you might be more like Jesus Christ.
我认为神真正的拯救我们的原因呢，是想让我们在耶稣基督里更加的像他。
And God will do whatever He needs to do to get our attention, to get us back on track, to wake us up, to move in the direction that He wants us to be more like Jesus Christ. Isn't that the goal of a Christian?
所以我想神是想要用一切的手段啊，让我们呢在这个成长的过程中更加的像我们的主耶稣。
See, in Hebrews 12, it says, God will discipline those He loves.
那就是在希伯来书里面，耶稣神就说，神要训练那些他所爱的人。
And we are, particularly when things happen in our lives, don't we? We quite often quote the verse, Romans 8:28, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God.
因为当我们有的时候遇见困难的时候，我们常常就想到罗马书八章十二节中说，那个神要让万事都互相效力啊，让爱神的人得益处。
But we forget about the verse that's right after that, verse 29.
但是我们却忘了，就是接下来在二十九节中的一句话。
The reason He allows good and bad things to happen in our lives is really for the ultimate purpose of being more like Jesus Christ.
就是说神让这些好坏的事情发生在我们生命中呢，是要让我们更加的像主耶稣。
The Apostle Paul said that when I compare myself to the Philippian church or the Colossian church and any church that he established, that yeah, I'm more mature than they are, but when I compare myself to Jesus Christ, I've got a long way to go.
就像保罗在书信中说，当他和腓立比啊、以弗所这样的教会相比的时候，他是他的灵命是成熟的，但是与耶稣相比的话，却差得很远。
So we all need to carefully examine our lives.
所以我们都必须非常小心的来检验我们的生命。
Especially when it comes to fruit bearing.
特别是在结果子方面。
You recognize that if you call yourself a Christian, then you ought to be having something in your life that resembles Christ, right?
所以如果我想跟大家说的是，就是说当你如果称为自己是基督徒，那你检验你的生命的话呢，你就应该看到至少在你的生命中的有一些点是像耶稣的。
It's like, I am Chinese.
就像说哦，我是中国人。
I may look like Chinese a little bit.
可能我表面上看着像个中国人。
Although some people have been confused as to what I actually am in terms of background, because some people thought, like, are you Japanese, Korean, Filipino, Polynesian, Hawaiian?
对，有些人可能看着我的样子也可能说，哎，是不是可能日本人啊，或者是韩国人啊，或者印尼人都有可能。
Matter of fact, that happened to me with one person. They were trying to guess what my ethnic background was.
就像有一次有一个人猜我到底是属于什么人种的。
They must have guessed every Asian, East Asian group except Chinese.
那他猜了所有的这个东亚的人种人类，唯一没猜的就是中国人。
He said, I give up. What are you? And I said, I'm Chinese. And they went, no!
就是，但是那个等他全部都猜完了，到底 说你到底是哪儿人啊？我说我是中国人，那他绝对不可能。
If we call ourselves Christian, shouldn't there be some semblance of what Christ looks like?
就是说，如果真的就是这样的说，如果我们自称是基督徒的话，难道我们就是怎么样？至少你生命中要有什么地方是要像基督的
？It's like some of you parents.
就像有些做父母的。
Some of you have when you have the birth of your child.Either the first, second, or how many kids you have, you always want to show off pictures of them, don't you?
就像你比如说这做父母的，不管你有多少个孩子，你都很喜欢就是来让别人看他们的照片。
And it used to be particularly for fathers. I remember seeing this. Fathers would get out their wallets and the pictures and all the and fold all these pictures of their kids.
就像有些当爸爸的哈，那个钱包一打开。里面有很多那种折叠的，很多他家小孩的照片。
But we've got more high tech. We use the phone and show the pictures on our camera rather than the phone, right?
对，现在我们更高科技了，用我们的手机哈，可以有很多的照片。
And we always guess as to is there any kind of family resemblance, right? Who is it? Is it the mother look like a mother, this child, or does it look like the father?
对，而且大家就是也是像本能一样，都会当看一个小孩的时候。都会试着从这小孩上面来找，哎，什么地方像爸爸，什么地方像妈妈，或者什么地方是他有家族特征。
I would be worried if the child doesn't look like the father or mother.
就是说，如果这个小孩又不像爸爸，又不像妈妈，你就比较担心了。
But that's the idea is that if you call yourself a believer in Christ, that shouldn't there be some semblance of Jesus' life in you?
所以这就是说。如果你说你是个信徒，那至少你的生命中要有什么地方要是像基督才可以的。
You see, in John 15, the fruit that Jesus is speaking of is not primarily like evangelism or how much money you give to the church or to the poor or even how often you read the Bible or pray. Even those things are good and important.
让当我们看这个就是十五章的地方。那耶稣在这里并没有说要就是多么的要去比如传福音然后你给教会多少钱或者你怎么样的帮助穷人虽然这些事情都是非常重要的
It's great that you go to let's say prayer meetings or you read the Bible through the year but those are not ends in themselves
那就像比如你参加祷告会每日读经这些都是非常重要的但是这还是不是最终的目标
What Jesus talked about in terms of the fruit particularly is this in summary is the reproduction of the life of the vine in the branch
那耶稣在这里强调的就是这个枝子最后它要有这个葡萄树的生命
Jesus is looking for the fruit of his life in you You see, if the inward graces of the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, that represents Christ, if the Holy Spirit is not present in our lives like love, joy, peace, and so on that I mentioned, if those qualities are not present in our lives, maybe you need to face the real possibility that maybe you're not a true believer.
你要想象，如果你这个生命中有这个代表耶稣基督的这个圣灵住在你的里面，然而你的生命却没有这个圣灵所结的果子，比如说仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善这些特征的话，那可能你真的是要比较小心，是不是你根本就没有这样的生命呢
？There's got to be, there must be something of the life of the vine in us, and if we belong to God.
就是说，如果我们属于神的话。我们这个生命定会有一些特质是表示我们是属于他的。
There must be Christ-likeness.
所以这必须要有一些地方像基督。
The thing is that the inward graces of the Holy Spirit will in time bring the outward fruit.
所以就是说我们内部的生命会带来外部的这个表象的果实。
That fruit that Christ looks for is his own life.
就是说基督要神要找的话是我们生命里面他的形象
Did you notice in verse 2 every branch in me
那 你有没有看到就是第二节就是说凡属我的
What it's really saying here, Jesus saying here that every person who professes to be my disciple is not necessarily a true follower.
那这个地方的意思就是说那些口中或者起码是口里承认他是基督的跟随者的不一定是他的真的跟随者。
See, a branch that bears no fruit is obviously dead.
就像这些不结果子的枝子很明显就是已经是死枝子了。
Remember Judas?
你记得不记得犹大?
He could be considered a quote-unquote branch.
那他也可以叫他是一个枝子。
Who seemed like a branch, but didn't have God's life in him.
他看上去也像个枝子,但是却没有神的生命。
See, it's possible to have the outward signs without having the life of Christ within.
所以我们可能有的时候就是在外表有一些表象好像是属他的，但是我们却没有生命。
You can be good and take it how defined by the world.
你可能就是表面上去看，按照这个世上的标签的话，你是个好的。
But you may not be tied directly to the life of Christ.
但是你可能你的生命没有和基督相连。
So the idea is that there is an intimate relationship between the vine and the branches, between Christ and his followers.
所以就是这个枝子和葡萄树之间呢，有这个亲密的很紧密的相连，就像基督徒和基督也要有这个紧密的相连。
If we need to recognize that God's focus is on production of fruit in our lives.
所以我们要看到哈，神这个地方的注意力呢，是要我们的生命能够结果子。
There needs to be some response by us.
所以需要我们的一些回应。
And that is, remember that our focus should be on abiding in Christ.
所以就是我们的专注点是在我们要住在主里面。
You find this in verses 3-6.
这个呢，可以在三节到六节中看到。
Do you understand what this word abiding means?
你知道不知道，就是住在主里面是什么意思
？It's the idea of to remain or stay in place, or I think the idea of feeling at home.
对，我觉得这意思就是说，就是要相连，好像就很自然，就像在家里一样。
You see, abiding refers to the branch remaining connected to the vine.
就是说。住在主里面呢，看上去就是像这个枝子是长在这个树上的。
You see, God has already done His part. In verse 3, you see that disciples, His disciples were made already clean.
就是我们就看到呢，神已经做了他的工作，就像在第三节说已经干净了。
They've heard God's word.
因为他们听了神的话。
They were changed by God's word.
他们的生命被神的话语改变。
And what God wants to see is fruit.
那神要看的就是要结果子。
Have you ever, how many of you have ever have a garden right now? How many of you have a garden?
有多少人
Anybody have a garden?
有菜园。
Have you ever had a plant where you know how when you go to these nurseries and you buy the plants, that they usually have a little tag that's in the plant that identifies what the plant is?
就是说你们去那个商店里买那些小植物的时候买菜苗的时候有没有看就是一盒一盒的那个盒子里面呢有个小包标签告诉你那是什么植物
And it has a little picture of what the plant is supposed to look like eventually and on the back it has how to grow it and the how much sun and how tall it will grow and all that
就那正面可能会有一个就是如果那植物长成熟了以后是什么样子背面会有一些你怎么样照顾它的一些技术指标什么要多少太阳光啊要多少养分啦、啊、然后会长到多高啊多宽
There were times where my wife and I have grown some plants but we lost the tag the thing
就是有的时候我和我太太把那个植物种下去了结果这个标签给丢了
And we, for the longest time, trying to figure out what kind of plant is that.
我常常很久都不知道那个到底是个什么东西。
until it grew some fruit, and we go, oh, that is a tomato plant, a basil plant. I'm mentioning some plants that my wife has grown.
所以那个等到真正长成了或者它结果子了，我们说哦，原来这是西红柿啊，那个是香橙啊，这个是我太太有种这些东西哈。The
idea of fruit is a common analogy here for proof.
那在这个地方呢，就是说结果子就是一个就是普遍被接受的一个证明的材料。In
other words, fruit proves the identity of a plant and reveals really the state of health it is.
就是说结果子呢能够代表能够表示出这个到底是一个什么植物，而且也能够来表示这个植物的健康程度。So
Jesus is clearly indicating that the branches are his disciples.
那耶稣在这里讲的非常的清楚，就是说那个枝子呢都是他的门徒。And
he promised that abiding would inevitably lead to bearing fruit.
所以他在这地方也讲的非常的清楚，住在他里面呢是结果子的必要条件。Notice
in your bulletin it says there some three subpoints, the meaning.
那我们就是在这个材料里面也看到呢，下面还有三个小点。
In other words, what does abiding or remaining in Christ mean?
就是说那个住在主里面到底是什么意思呢?
The key to producing fruit is one's relationship to the vine.
那就是说要结果子的关键点呢，就是在于与这个葡萄树的关系。And
that sap that kind of runs through the plant from the vine to the branches, I believe is the Holy Spirit.
那我相信呢，就是在这个植物里，就是植物从这个树和枝子之间流淌的这些营养液呢，是我认为就是圣灵。And
I believe the key to bearing fruit is submission to the Holy Spirit.
那我认为呢，就是说结果子的关键点呢，就是在于要顺服圣灵。
You see, I believe that, I hope that, I'm assuming something here, that everybody in this room who call themselves a Christian wants to grow.
我就做一个假设哈，就是说，我也认为是对的假设，就是在座的每一位基督徒都愿意结果子。And
Paul says in Scripture that if you have the Holy Spirit living within you, then the idea is to walk according to the Holy Spirit, follow the Holy Spirit.
那这个地方是圣经也讲，就是说，要这个在我们里面住有圣灵的呢，就是要活出来。Live
according to the Holy Spirit.
就是按照圣灵的指引来活。Don't
grieve or don't quench the Holy Spirit.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。The
key to growing as a Christian is this.
所以作为这个认识基督徒成长的关键点。In
simple terms, get out of the way.
就是简单来说，就是靠边站。
Let God do His thing in you.
就是让神在你里面做他的工作。
He wants you to be more like Jesus Christ. The problem is us.
就是他想要让我们更像基督耶稣，但是我们的问题就出在我们自己身上。
And it may be just the sin of thinking that, you know, I think I know how to live my life better than God does.
就是我们经常我们的罪就是说，我认为我这样活呢，比神要让我这样活会更好。And
really, Jesus talked about the staying power of a Christian.
那耶稣在这里讲的呢，就是说那个基督徒生命里面的能力。See,
abiding in Christ produces the fruit of the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit wants to work in our lives. But we need to get out of the way and let Him do His thing.
所以呢，住在主里面，与主相连，意思就是说，我们圣灵住在我们的里面，圣灵要在我们的生命中做工作。但是，然而呢，我们常常自己成为了绊脚石。Set
aside everything from which we might derive our strength and merit, and draw it all from Christ.
所以，我们要把我们的很多的渴慕、想望要放在一边，要再到基督耶稣那里来。
I mentioned about the meaning of that phrase.
我在这里就讲讲那一句的意思。But
there's also a challenge.
但然而呢，还有一个挑战。The
disciples' challenge is to continuously abide with Christ.
那 门徒他们面临的挑战就是要不断的与主相连。
Continually abide in Christ. Draw close to Him. Just draw near to Him.
所以要不断的与主相连，住在主里面，这样呢，是一个很大的挑战。
Isn't it hard? I mean, very honestly, very hard. Isn't it very hard to live for Jesus Christ every day?
就是实话实说，是不是每天按着神的心意生活是非常难的？
I was preaching another church.
曾经在另外一个教会讲道。
And I was on my way there.
我在去的路上。
And Kathy was with me.
我太太 Kathy 跟我一起。
And this was right after we had the big snowstorm.
然后这正好呢，就是我们刚那个地方刚下了一场大雪。
And we live near Route 9.
我们住的地方那个在九号路附近。
But Sunday mornings there's hardly any traffic.
然后呢，星期天早上嘛，几乎没有什么这个就是路上很空。
Tells you how sad it is when you see very little traffic, like people are not going to church.
因为就是在星期天早晨看那个路上没有什么车，其实是一件蛮难过的事情，就说明很多人都没有要去起来去教会。
And I was on my way to speak about spiritual warfare.
然后呢，那我要去就是讲的就是这个属灵的健康。
Not only was I going to preach on spiritual warfare, but I was going to teach a Sunday school class to high schoolers about the armor of God.
那我那天就是要给这个高中生呢，就讲那个神的圣灵的武装。
And as I usually do on Sunday morning, as I'm driving, I'm thinking about my message.
我一般星期天早晨开车的时候呢，就会一边开车一边想当天的信息。
So as I'm driving along, all of a sudden, somebody from my extreme right cuts right in front of me.
我正开着呢，忽然就是我右面的那个人，忽然就就是这插队就到了我前面。
And it caught me off guard.
然后就是我一下，因为我没有注意到。
And you know, I've lived in New York City. I had lived in New York City for a number of years.
我住这个纽约市蛮多年的。
And my first response was to use a certain finger of my hand.
那我这个第一个这个就是我的第一反应呢，就是想要给他打一个手势。
But because I'm not used to this, I kind of gave two fingers.
那因为我虽然住在纽约，但是我又做不出来那些人做的事情呢，所以我本来是要伸一个手指，结果我伸了两个手指。
And Kathy sitting next to me like, it almost looked like he's giving a peace sign.
Kathy 就说，哎，你这是不是要那个讲和的手势？
Or it's like, you know, some people in China or Hong Kong, they do this, but then they take pictures, you know.
因为你想在中国呀，或者香港，很多人照照片都会用那个手势。
But that is where I was thinking about God's word and preaching it, teaching it, and then somebody cut me off, and I responded in a way that was ungodly.
所以想象一下，我正在那儿想着，要就是当天的信息。是跟就是跟神很近的事情，然而忽然就是有人在我不注意的时候加了我的队，那我的第一反应居然是不讨神喜悦的一个反应。
If a pastor can struggle with this, don't you think an average person, not even a pastor, struggles with just as much?
所以想象一下，作为一个牧师也面临这样的挣扎的话，那我们每一个人可能都面临类似的挣扎。
Notice also here the need.
那我们也要就是也有一些需要。
It says in verse 5, apart from me, you can do nothing.
然后就像在第五节里就是说，离了我，你们什么都做不了。
You can read the Bible, pray, and do those things.
你可以读经，然后祷告，并做那些事情。
But God is looking more than just your practices, but He's looking at your heart.
就是你要知道，神不仅仅的看是说你做的那些事情，神在看你的心。
We cannot bear spiritual fruit without Him.
我们如果没有神的话，我们没有办法结属灵的果子。
And we cannot produce fruit on our own.
我们自己也不能靠自己来结这个果子。
You see, the real fruit of His character comes from the vine itself.
因为你要知道哈，就是说。 这个神所有的特性其实是从这个数葡萄树来的。
We can't be loving or patient or faithful or holy in our own power.
因为我们靠着我们自己的力量，我们没有办法有仁爱、喜乐、和平。
That's why I believe God doesn't shield us from the assaults of life.
所以就是说，这是我相信神没有把我们保护起来，让我们不面临这些世界上的试探。
There's a mistaken idea that some Christians have that when you became a Christian, that somehow things got easier.
就有些基督徒呢，有一些错误的观念，认为说，哦，如果你成了基督徒，你的生活就会变得更容易。
No, brothers, sisters, it got harder.
不对的，其实当你真正成为基督徒的话，你的生活会更困难。
You have, on the one hand, your flesh, your personal desires, and then on the other hand, you have the desire of Christ, His life in you.
就一方面你有肉体，你有自己的渴慕；另一方面你有圣灵，然后有圣灵的感动。
And we're always there's always this competing force in your life, isn't it?
所以在你的这个生活当中，不停的有这样的就是冲突。
I believe a key to abiding is this growing sense of weakness.
那我认为就是这种住在主里面呢，就是一个不断的变弱。
Did you recognize one of the passages that the Pastor Lee mentioned in your Bible reading was from the Sermon on the Mount?
嗯，这边我们刚才讲到，就是李牧师讲到我们这个周。
The first 12 verses or so in Matthew 5 are what we call the Beatitudes.
就是我们上周的就第五章里面就是这个八福。
And the very, very first Beatitude, do you know what that verse is? Verse 3 of chapter 5?
你们那个记得不记得就是五章三节里面就是那个八福里面的第一福。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
因为那个就是说，清心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Before you can enter the kingdom, you must have this attitude that I am spiritually bankrupt.
就是如果你要想进入神的国，你就说你在灵里面已经破产了。
There is nothing I can do on my own that will please God.
就是说我自己做的没有什么事情靠我自己做能够讨神喜悦的。
The mark of Christianity that marks it from Hinduism, Buddhism, any ism is one word. Do you know what that one word is?
就是说区别基督信仰和其他任何信仰，比如印度教啊或者别的，你知道这个最大的区别是什么吗？有一点。
Starts with the letter G.
就是G 打头的一次。
Grace.
恩典
It's the idea that I am nothing without Christ.
就是说离开了基督我什么也不是
Didn't Paul say that?
保罗是不是有说这样的话
And the idea is that it's only what I submit to God's spirit and working within me and let him do his thing and get out of the way, let him do what he wants to do in me, then recognize that I can never grow as a Christian.
所以就是你要认识到，如果你不顺服在圣灵底下，让圣灵来做他的工作，你自己要靠边站。如果不是这样的话，你就没有办法在灵里。
In a sense, producing fruit is our responsibility.
而且就是说，这个结果子呢，是我们的责任。
Not producing directly, but the idea of allowing it to happen.
就是不是说主动的去要做什么，而是说要让它发生。
And maybe a key to this is the idea of, are we thankful and seeking to live with the light of the gospel in front of us every day?
我们是不是就是带着这个感恩的心，就是在就是为我们每一天的这样的生命来感谢神。
You see, our salvation isn't just some point in time where, hey, you know, I became a Christian some years ago and I got baptized and that's all my Christianity, that's my salvation.
我们作为基督徒并不是说哦，多年前我曾经接受主并受洗。
But he is continuing to save us now, isn't he?
而是说他在不断的救我们，哪怕在现在他也在拯救我们。
I certainly need it on Route 9.
我在九号路上是需要他的拯救的。
We all need to be saved right here and right now. Salvation is where I'm holding the gospel in front of me and I'm saying, how do I live in the light of the gospel?
所以就在此时此地我们需要救恩，我们拿着这个救恩就在我们面前，我们时刻都需要。
If Christ loved me so much and died for me, couldn't I seek to live for him each day and just submit to his will? Because I know that he knows what's best for me.
因为耶稣基督在爱中为我们死在十字架上，是不是我们每一天的生活，我们都可以靠着他这样的爱？
Choose to abide.
所以你要选择活在主里面。
The Christian life is an intentional life. Does that make sense to you? We intend it by our choices and the fact that we seek to do what God wants to do is the key.
所以就是作为基督徒，我们的是一个有选择的主动的一个生活，就是我们要选择顺服圣灵的带领。
There's also a third thing that we need to realize here.
我们还要记住第三点。
Verses 7-11. Rejoice in the fruit of our abiding in Christ. There ought to be a sense of joy that's beyond your feelings, moods. I'm not talking about happiness. Joy and happiness are two different things. Happiness can be a very temporary kind of state of mind. How many of you could really say that I feel happy all the time? But we can have a joy throughout our lives. The idea of joy is this idea of peace. When I used to work in Chinatown, this one of the older ladies in the Chinese speaking congregation would come by and say, Ping An. See, the idea of peace is the idea that it's beyond your mood, it's beyond circumstances, beyond any situation, no matter how you feel, it's a sense of joy of knowing that you are not your own, that you belong to Jesus Christ.
就是说当我们不管面临什么样，在什么样这个环境当中，因着我们被拯救所带来的这种平安，那我们就要有这样的喜乐，是超出我们所经历任何事情的。
The mark of spiritual growth, the way you can access your spiritual growth is with each passing day, think less of yourself in terms of who you are and more in terms of whose you are.
就是说，那个作为基督徒，这灵命的成长，每一天你的进步是说，不是说你认识到你是谁，而是说你认识到你是谁的这个的一个增加。Did
you catch that there are four spiritual, specific spiritual benefits of abiding in Christ here? I'll briefly mention these.
那我们也要简单的再谈一下四点，就是说我们在基督里结果子有什么好处。Prayers
are answered. But our prayers won't be selfish. But the kind of request that Christ would make. Matter of fact, I believe that all you need to grow in Christ, if you pray it, God will answer it.
就是说，如果我们基督徒，我相信哈，就是说我们按神心意的祷告，都会蒙垂听。Notice
also that God is glorified.
第二个呢，就是说神的名得荣耀。And
He is glorified, and He delights to see His character in us.
然后神得荣耀，他也非常的开心看到，神的个性特性在我们里面。When
you go to work or school this week, or wherever you do this week, are you thinking in terms of how I live my life, is it pleasing to God? Am I glorifying Him?
就是下个星期，不管你是去学校还是工作，你是不是都要想，就是说你是不是你的生命的彰显的是有给神有荣耀的。
The third benefit is love is stimulated. See the verses 9 and 10.
那 第三个好处就是说爱被激励了，我们在第九节到第十节中会看到。
Remember that inherent in God's nature, He is love.
就是我们知道神的本性，就是神就是爱。
He can't help but love.
就是神，他就是爱，他没有办法不是。
But that love is something that we could never really grasp or understand in this life.
然而就是在我们这一生，我们是没有办法完全的领会到神的爱。
But if you are to live for God,
然而我们就要为神而活。
Then we need to let God reveal His love in and through us.
所以我们需要神通过我们来把神的爱彰显出来。
Didn't it occur to you that the very first quality in the fruit of the Spirit is love?
我们你有没有注意到哈，就是说那个圣灵的果子，第一个也是慈爱，
if,
也是爱。
If you love, then you will start to exhibit joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, self-control, especially toward those other than yourself.
所以就是说，当你有了爱以后呢，你就会有喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善。信实、温柔、节制，特别是对那些在你旁边的人。
The biggest obstacle for people who to become Christians is one thing. Do you know what that is? The greatest obstacle for non-Christians to become Christians.
就是你知不知道，就是作为一个非信徒成为信徒最大的阻碍是什么
？That obstacle is Christians.
那个最大的绊脚石就是基督徒。
Why do you think that so many non-Christians are could be interested in Jesus, but they wonder why don't Christians live like they claim Jesus as their who they follow?
就是要知道哈，很多非信徒就是说他们认识到耶稣，认为耶稣很好，但是他们最大的疑惑就说，哎，为什么那么多的基督徒根本就都不像基督呢
？The song that I remember singing in camp years ago was "They'll know we are Christians by our love."
我记得我们那时候参加推修会有一个歌，就是通过爱，他们就认出我们是基督徒。
In verse 11, the fourth benefit is joy will overflow.
然后第十一节呢，也讲到就是喜乐存在你的心里。
It is a deeply felt contentment, I guess that's a good word, that transcends difficult circumstances and derives maximum enjoyment from every good and even bad experience you have.
所以我觉得就是因为有这个爱圣灵同在，因为与神同在呢，就是不论你遇到什么困难，你这个都能够有爱来超乎一切的来彰显出来。
You will think along the lines of what God thinks.
那你就会按照神的想法来思想。
You will start to reflect the values of God.
那你会来彰显神的价值观。
As we think and as God thinks, we ask for what is consistent with His plan.
那我们如果想的跟神一样的话呢，那我们就会做的和神的计划是一致的。
Which results in His giving what we ask.
那所以结果就会说，神就会给我们要的。
That's why Matthew 7:7 says, Jesus says, "Ask, seek, knock." Those are in line with if you want to follow Christ, that He will give you everything that you need to be complete in Christ, to mature in Christ.
这也是就是马太福音中七章中所讲到的。祈求寻找叩门你就可以得着。
He will allow even things to happen in your life that you don't expect to just help you to be more like Jesus.
而且就是说神所赐给我们的所求所超过我们所求所想的是要让我们更像基督。
It's like when I was working as a youth pastor in Houston, Texas.
就像我在 Houston, 德克萨斯那里做青年牧师的时候。
And one weekend, I had to go to the hospital.
对，有一个周末嘛，我要去医院。
And it blows people away when I say this, but it was discovered that I had a blood sugar of over 700.
然后又发现我的那个血糖超过了700。
For those who are not into this information, recognize the normal range is 90 to 120.
就是说如果你们对这个血糖不太清楚的话你知道那个正常是在100多之下
It was recognized in the hospital that I had diabetes
所以就是说当时就被诊断说我有糖尿病
And as I was sitting there in the hospital room that weekend that recuperating is that God why are you doing this to me
那我坐在这个医院当时我就混乱就在想神你为什么让这样的事发生在我身上呢
And I struggled with the question and I didn't know why
我就是也想不通也不知道为什么
But I said to God God I'm just going to trust you
然后我就对神说我要信靠你
Maybe you just want me to be more faithful Maybe you want to be more loving, want me to be more loving, seeking to be more faithful in following you. See, God will allow even bad things to happen in your life to wake you up just to hold on to God even more closely than you did before.
所以神同一些不好的事情发生在你的生命中他就是要让你能够紧紧地抓住他更紧紧地跟随他
And finally the big question
那最终就是一个最大的问题
How does one abide in Christ?
那我们怎么样才能与神相连呢
That's an easy answer but hard to do
有一个很简单的这是一个很简单的答案但是很难做到
In your scripture, you see that the key is obedience.
那你就知道哈，在圣经中就是顺服就是最主要的。
The idea that Jesus is saying is that keeping His commandments is synonymous with abiding in love.
所以就是要让我们遵守神一切的诫命，就是爱他了。
For some of you who are married,
你们有些人已经结婚了。
Maybe this is close to home.
也许。
In order to draw closer to one another and keep the love going, that we would seek to submit to one another, don't we?
对，如果我们想关系更好、更亲近的话，我们是不是要彼此都有让步
？And to do what the other person asks you to do.
做另一个人让你做的事。
And you don't just don't obey it grudgingly.
如果你们不愿意彼此顺服。
But you do this. With a loving heart.
但是你就要，而且要带着一个爱心去做。
When my wife asked me to sweep the floors.
如果我太太让我去扫地。
And dust the floors.
她如果要让我就是把灰尘扫掉。
I do this. Not just for her, but I do it as unto the Lord.
就是我不仅是为她做，也是为神做。
And I do this with the sense of that this is great for the house.
然后我做的时候，我想，哎，这个对家挺好的。
Not to mention, it helps my allergies.
当然对我的过敏不是什么好事。
But that's the idea. Abiding in love and keeping commandments are synonymous.
所以你就知道哈，就是说，在爱里面彼此顺服，在爱里面做对方要做的事情是顺服的这个同义词。
Notice the connection here in this passage.Christ's connection to His Father is the same pattern for our connection with Him.
所以我们在这上看的比喻就是哈，基督与他的父的相连和我们与基督的相连是一样的。
He obeys and loves the Father.
他就是在爱，就是彰显对神的爱，通过顺服天父来彰显他的爱。
We obey and love Christ and also the Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit, hopefully.
所以呢，我们也顺服来彰显我们对基督、对天父、对圣灵的爱。
In summary, I wrote down my piece of paper, and you might have it in your bulletin. There's two columns: action and result.
那然后在这个后面有个总结哈，我们都手里都有这个单张。那它上面呢，就是有左边是行动，右面是结果。
If you are abiding in Christ, you will bear fruit.
所以你与主连接，那就会结果子。
When God prunes your life and wants you to grow even more, that the result is more fruit.
那当我们被修剪，就结更多的果子。
Continued abiding, you see in verse 5, that the result is much fruit. Did you catch that?
那继续连接呢，就是结更多果子。
So in closing, there are two questions to ask.
所以总结的时候呢，就要问两个问题。
Are you connected to the vine?
第一个就是你是否与葡萄树相连接。
That is, if you've given your life to Jesus Christ and that you want Him to be not just Savior but Lord of your life.
你是不是已经接受耶稣基督做你的救主，不仅仅是救主，而是你生命的主？
You're one of those branches.
那你就是那个枝子。
It's not based on what you do.
不是因为你做了什么。
God's love, by the way, is not based on performance.
所以，顺便提一下，就是神的爱并不是就是基于我们的表现。
Because my next question is, if you are connected to the vine, what are you doing to stay connected to the vine?
那下面第二个题就是说，如果你有与葡萄树连接，那么你做什么来保持与葡萄树的连接？
You should read the word.
你需要读经。
You should pray.
你需要祷告。
You should fellowship.
你需要有团契。
You should go out and share the good news of Jesus Christ with others.
你需要与别人来分享基督。
But keep in mind that God loves you whether you do those things or not.
但是你要记住，不管你是不是做以上说的那些事情，神爱你。
God's love is not based on performance.
神的爱并不是基于我们的表现。
And aren't you glad, particularly from some of you students or former students,
那作为你是个学生或者你以前曾是学生，你是不是觉得很高兴？
That God does not grade on the curve.
就是说，神不是按照那个表，就是表现的曲线来给大家打分的。
You remember how it was in school?
你记不记得在学校的时候按那个分布曲线打分？
When you were in a class where the teacher graded on the curve?
如果你有个老师是按照那个分布曲线打分的
，and you were on the lower end of the curve，
然后你正好就在那个不好的那一面。
And who was that student that got 100 on the exam that raised the curve up？
然后那天因为有的人得100分嘛，结果这个分布就往右偏了。
Aren't you glad that God does not grade on the curve？
你是不是很高兴神不是按照这个？表现来打分的。
That God loves us unconditionally.
就是神的爱对我们是无条件的爱。
In the Greek, the word of agape is this whole idea of not more than just unconditional love, but it's setting your will to love when it's even hard to love.
就是说，神的爱不仅是无条件的爱，而是他主动选择，无论什么情况都不收回他的爱。
All you have to do is think as a little.Bit of a reminder. Think about 5 people who are hard to love.
那你们要做的一件事情就是说，你想一想，想五个人，这五个人都比较难让你去爱。
I don't want you to turn around and look at them.
我现在不要让你们回头看这五个人。
The feeling might be mutual.
因为很可能他也有相同的感觉。
But isn't that the mark of a disciple of Christ?
那然后这个是不是就是说，我们作为基督？跟随者的印记。
There are 2 commandments, great commandments I could summarize in the whole Bible.
就是在这个圣经这个总纲，就是说有两大诫命。
The first is the great commandment, love the Lord your God with what? All your heart, soul, mind, strength.
第一个就是尽心尽意尽力爱主你的神。
And the second commandment is called the great commission.
那第二个最大的诫命其实也叫大使命。
And basically, a summary of that is, as we're going about our daily lives, we are to make disciples.
那就是说，在我们这个每日的生活当中，我们要收门徒。
And you can't separate those 2 commandments.
所以你不能把这两个大使命给分就是大的诫命给分开了。
Are you abiding in Christ?
你有没有住与神相连？
Is your Christian life not based on performance or what you do, although those things are important, but most of all, are you staying true to Christ? Are you staying close to Him? That you recognize Christ is your all and your all is in Christ.
就是说作为基督徒最重要的就是说你不是基于你做什么，你做什么非常重要，但是神对你的爱不是基于你做什么。那然而是说，你是不是有与主相连？你跟他有多近
？And when God is pruning you to help you to grow fruit or more fruit or much fruit, that you can say, God, whatever you will, I submit to it.
当神修剪你的时候，他为了让你结果子，结多果子，结更多的果子，你这个时候是不是能够顺服？
Through the good and even the difficult times.
经过一些好的时候，甚至是困难的时候。
It's all so you might be more like Jesus.
这样的话呢，你就可以更像他。
Let's pray.
那我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for the word.
天的天父，我们为你的话语，感谢你。
And Father, we pray that the word will remind us that we need to draw close to you.
感谢主，这些话语也提醒我们，我们要更近的与你相连。
That we are, that I guess the contemporary language is that we are tight with you.
所以就是用现在的话说，就是我们与你绑在一起。
That we want to see this intimate relationship from us to you, or us, or for you to us.
那我们真是要看到这种亲密的关系，是我们向你，也是你向我们的。
Help us to get out of the way, Father, and help us to be obedient to your word.
愿我们真的是能够站在一边，能够顺服你的话语，愿你的话语在我们的生命中做工。
Especially to love you, to love others, and to love your word so much. That we want to spread the good news of Jesus Christ and how we live and what we say to people.
真是让我们真是爱你，也爱我们周遭的人，就是能够向他们来彰显你的爱。
Father, we thank you for this word.
我们就是为你所赐给我们的话语来感谢你。
In Jesus' most precious name.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen.